You guys know I'm in the middle of moving. And if you've ever moved, you know it's the perfect time to hit reset. Instead of bringing the same old vibe into a new space, I've been looking for pieces that actually make it feel like home. I've probably spent way too much time building wish lists and saving favorites, and Wayfair has honestly become my go-to while pulling everything together. One thing I really like is Wayfair Verified because it gives me a little extra confidence that I'm looking at products that have been vetted for quality, functionality, and even ease of assembly. I also always check the customer reviews and real customer photos because I want to see how something actually looks in someone's home before I click buy. Whether you're moving, refreshing a room, or just looking for that one piece to pull everything together, Wayfair has options for just about every style and budget. And if you're planning a bigger home project, Wayfair Rewards is definitely something worth checking out. Members get 5% back every day, which is always a nice bonus when you're shopping for your home. Join Wayfair Rewards today to get 5% back on every purchase and start saving on your next home upgrade. Head to wayfair.com to shop all things home. That's WAYFAIR.com. Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Let's be real for a second. Bank fees are one of those things that just drive me crazy. You're already trying to get ahead, and then your bank turns around and charges you for existing? No thanks. That's honestly why I like Chime. No monthly fees, no minimum balance fees, no overdraft fees. It just keeps things simple. I also love that you can earn 5% cash back in a category you choose, like gas or groceries. And you're already spending money on that stuff anyway. And on top of that, you're building credit through your everyday purchases with no credit check. If you're trying to be a little smarter with your money, Chime Savings Account earns a rate that's 9 times the national average, so your money can work a little harder for you. Plus, life happens if you're ever in a pinch. Eligible members can use SpotMe to overdraw up to $200 fee-free, and I think a lot of us can appreciate having that little bit of breathing room. I just like companies that make life a little easier instead of more complicated, and Chime is one of them. Join the millions who are already banking fee-free with America's number one choice for banking. Head to chime.com/bunny. That's chime.com/BUNNIE. Sign up now. It only takes a few minutes. Chime is a fintech, not a bank. Banking services and Chime card provided by Chime's bank partners. Qualifying direct deposits required. Terms and limits apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Ask, tell, confess. Hello, friends. Welcome back to part two of continuation of last week's episode of these crazy wild vacation stories, because we had so many of our own last week that we didn't really get to get into all of the ones that we got. So I think we're going to just keep it moving on this week's episode, but
there was a lot of really good submissions.
So who wants to kick off this week?
I will.
Also, if you guys want to be a part of Ask, Tell, Confess, I think you guys have all figured it out now. Just go to all four of our Instagrams and try to limit it to one person, because sometimes we get multiple stories. So if you guys could just hit one of us and, you know, leave the story, eventually it'll be seen. Just put ATC in front of it and we will, you know, that's how you can participate, and we'll read it live on the air, baby. Or send a voice note. We love voice notes.
We
love a good voice note, because I like to hear the inflection in people's, you know, voices. So, yeah.
You always have a word for something.
I don't even know what that means.
Crazy. That's wild. All right. This one was a work trip. So it wasn't exactly a vacation, but it was a work trip, which I feel like nothing good happens on a work trip. Mm-mm. Went out of town for work doing construction. Construction guys are the worst. Are you the one that was telling me about the dudes on, what is it, Hint? What's the gay app?
Grindr.
On Grindr? Were you the one that, I don't know. Some dude was telling me about, like, when construction workers travel, that's the app they get on to hook up.
That would not surprise me.
Crazy. Anyways, went out of work for construction. We just happened to be about 3 hours from my ex-wife. My boss and I made a bet for $1,000 that if I called her, she would come to our hotel. So I called her. He paid for her gas to come out and gave me $1,000. She brought a girl we used to occasionally hook up with. He tried to hook up with both of them and ended up getting neither of them. Ugh. My ex-wife
loser.
And I fuck.
What a fucking loser.
He said my ex-wife and I ended up fucking the girl together and we filmed it. Then my boss paid me another $1,000 for the video.
Damn,
boss is a big old trick.
Yeah.
Trick daddy.
Trick daddy.
Trick motherfucking daddy. Well, he sounded like one. Anyway, he fit the bill. If the shoe fits, lace that bitch up and wear it, you know? Okay. Shit. Oh, yeah. By the way, let's talk about our tattoos.
Oh, my goodness.
We haven't got to talk about the tattoos. Time casts a spell on you, so you won't forgive me.
I don't put Vaseline or Aquaman.
Everybody keeps asking, they're like, shouldn't it say casts? And it's like, no, it's time Stevie. Cast a spell on you. Those were the original lyrics that Stevie Nicks had written. And this is just a special song. Like, I love it. It doesn't mean anything for anything that's going on in any part of my life.
No, we all got it together.
Found it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, we wanted it before. We loved that song. And then we saw it and we were like, you know what? This is our sign.
That was the type we wanted for sure. We were listening to it. It was like one of those moments where it's just you're listening to the song and then you're like, we should get that tattooed. And everyone goes, yeah, we should. And then it just happened. And we met the coolest tattoo artist ever.
Which I feel like that was meant to be too.
Yeah.
Meaning that also, meeting that guy.
Also, we did it under a blood moon.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, we got tattooed under a blood moon.
Wait, I took a photo of it.
The moon.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I took a photo of that moon. It was.
Dude.
Wow.
That night. It was meant to be. Aww. Sweet little Jeremy.
I love Jeremy. He was sweet. And Jeremy is best friends with Viking Barbie.
Yes.
Which is crazy, which is one of my best friends. So it was like all just serendipitous.
And 10 months prior had seen us in Rome.
In Rome.
Yeah. Watched us fly past him on scooters.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
It was just a...
Take the car, Michelangelo.
I was not on the scooter.
Haley was like,
I'm terrified of scooters.
No,
bro.
You know what? You're lucky you didn't go on it because I fucking remember I fell off the scooter fucking ripped something in my arm. And for 6 months, my fucking arm hurt so bad. I tried peptides, I tried everything. I think I like fractured my elbow.
Something. That was
crazy. Something happened. It was that rat. Do you remember the fucking big ass rat?
Do you remember the rat? God,
it was huge.
It was like the size I've of never, a possum.
That rat was beefy. Like that dude was fucking boof.
No
like
one he says was that about
big,
me.
Dude.
I like that.
That fucking rat, dude, I hated him. Yeah. He was like a speed bump.
He was.
No, so you ran over him?
No, but he ran in front of me. And like, I went like this to miss it because I thought it was a cat and it was a fucking rat. Dude, it was crazy.
Rats in Rome are a different story.
No, it was wild. We got to go back and redo that trip, but all
please,
of us. We've been having so much fun, you guys. Like, I can't even tell you how much fun we've been having.
Traveling with you guys is a lot of fun.
It's been wild.
Yeah.
It's been really cool. But it's not wild like how you guys would think. Like, we're just like, I don't know. Happy. I think everybody thinks we're out here doing ho shit. And it's really like we're doing fucking best friends.
Playing
cards
against humanity.
Yeah. Literally. We're having like game nights and pizza nights and
cookie bowls.
Bro, I'm making a vlog about that right now. I got 29 seconds in and I was crying because I was laughing so hard at your commentary. There's a part where Haley goes,
yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Casino.
Someone said, I'm gonna call FEMA. That looks like a natural disaster. He goes, what's FEMA? She goes, it's like PETA but for the world. It was the most beautiful conversation I've ever experienced.
When is this vlog gonna be done? We need to see it.
I'll work on it and post it tonight, so guys. Funny. Yeah. Seth reminded me. He was like, hey man, where's my cookie vlog? I said, I forgot about that. Honestly.
You gotta post it though.
I will.
It'll be good.
I was making it last night. It was so funny.
All right, who's next?
My grandma submitted. So I feel like I have to read Nanny's. When I was little, my brother-in-law convinced me to smoke a cigar and I threw up all over the white sands of Florida.
Oh, I can't do cigars. No.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny though, because my grandpa always smokes cigars now.
Really?
There's nothing worse than like a nicotine sickness. Like if you smoke a cigarette or if you like, you know, vape too much.
You've never smoked a cigarette? just a straight Marlboro Red to the dirt.
Or a Camel Crush.
Crush the blue ones. God. I really loved the pink and black Camels back in the day.
I loved the Newports. Newports were my jam. I'm from the hood, so yeah.
Nah, mm-hmm. I get it.
White trash.
A good Marlboro Red. Fuck me up.
Fuck a Marlboro Red. Mm. That shit, dude, you might as well just inhale dirt.
The smell of it.
Like, it's bad.
It's great.
God, they're fucking brutal. Like, you feel like you're dying. When you fucking inhale a Marlboro Red, it's like, you need a fucking pulse oximeter and an oxygen mask.
We were joking, made a South Park image of me earlier, and my chat put a pack of Marlboro Reds next to me. I swear, it was the wildest shit.
Your chat knows you.
Product placement.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm someone's, drunk uncle.
This one is from our homegirl Demps.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. We know she's a mess. We love Dempsey so much. And you guys might remember this because I remember this.
Oh.
I met this guy. He was my jet ski instructor. I met him down in the Keys. He had no fucking money the day I got there.
I do remember this.
Do you remember? Somebody died on the boat. It was during lobster fishing season. I was supposed to stay with him and his friends, but I felt uncomfortable, so I booked my own hotel. He had no fucking money. The whole vacation, I paid for the next Airbnb. I paid for all the food, drinks, and groceries. I think the only thing he bought me was a Wendy's Double Junior Bacon Cheeseburger at the end of the trip. I missed my flight and had to drive 4 hours to Miami with him, only for him to not help me get out of the car with my suitcase, and he drove off. Fuck that guy, Bunny.
I remember this content.
She like vlogged the whole thing.
She did. 100%. She's like on the boat with him vlogging.
Yeah. Like just miserable. Yeah.
I do remember that saga. That's crazy. I bet you it's still up if you guys want to scroll back on Dempsey's profile.
Yeah.
Dude, poor Demps. She gets in some crazy situations, man.
Demps does it to her fucking self.
I mean.
And she knows I'll tell her that. I'll be like, Demps, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like.
Why are we here?
Why are we barking up this tree?
Yeah.
Yeah, she always, but you know what? She's a good fucking time.
She is such a good time.
One thing about Dempsey is she will fucking make you laugh from the minute she enters your life to the minute she fucking walks out the door to go it home. And she will go home abruptly.
Oh, she's almost worse than Jaime.
Yeah, she will Irish goodbye you so fast.
She'll be like, my dog's in the hotel, I gotta go.
As soon as her fucking energy tank is low, she's gotta go.
She's gone.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love that so much. I love people who will Irish goodbye, even though it pisses me off.
I mean, because I'm like the opposite.
Oh, Haley, you're side quest Sally.
I am. Like,
yeah.
I saw a TikTok that was literally me the other night, and it's like, what is it like to leave the bar before the lights come on?
Yeah.
And I was like,
I've watched.
No, you FaceTimed me. You were so drunk the other night. You FaceTimed me, and I go, "Why is it so bright in the bar?" And you're like, "The lights are on." It was so funny. I was like, "Go home." I was hanging out with
my friends.
I've seen Haley get the security light and escort people out. Yeah. That's the nighttime security.
No, that's my favorite thing to do.
She's the type of girl who will not go home. Like, you have to beg her to go home, and then finally you're just like, you know what? I'm going, and meet me at home. Make sure she ended up at the strip club the other night. A safe companion. Yes. And then,
send her with a friend.
Yes.
And then you'll see her later that night.
Yes.
Maybe. For sure. Maybe. Yeah, no. No, I always check your location, make sure you make it back safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're like my...
Hold on, though. When we came in the other night, when Mimi was sleeping and me and you were in the bathroom.
That was the funniest thing ever.
No. I'm going to tell that from my point of view. Get ready.
We had a different point of view because it was...
Everyone, sit down. I was not feeling well. I did not want to go out. I tripped over my suitcase and it was like my 13th reason why. Because my knee hurt and I said, you know what? That was it. I'm not going out. I'm going to bed.
It was like our last night after literally 10 days
of just debauchery.
I said, I'm not mentally well. My knee hurts. I'm going to bed. She gave me some like sticky patch to put on my knee. So I like put it up and everything. I get woken up to the door. I don't know if they fucking kicked it in with their foot or what. It slams open. And they into the bathroom and then slam the bathroom door shut. And all I hear is this. That you guys heard that noise right there? Imagine it for fucking 10 minutes straight. And it doesn't stop. It just said. And then all I hear Bunny is, shh, she's going to get mad at us.
I don't remember that.
And then she starts laughing again. And then she said, we have to be quiet. And then they just start laughing.
I thought we were so quiet.
This was went on for so long. And so I'm awake at this point. And I hear the door start slowly opening. And I'm just like on my phone. And she said, we're so sorry.
I thought you were awake since you were on your phone. I was like, perfect.
So then Haley proceeds to then fall on top of me and buckle my knee out.
Don't remember this.
And get up and fall back on me again. And I just looked at her.
And then so we separate. I go to my room and Haley's in her room. And I'm in bed with somebody next to me. And Haley's in bed with somebody next to her. And fucking... we're texting and it is the funniest fucking conversation. And I said something to where we both fucking lost it, to where I had to sit up in the bed because I was laughing so hard holding the laugh in.
No, I was shaking
the fucking bed. That the person goes, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, I'm sorry. I left Haley a message. I said, dude, I'm in trouble. I got to go to bed.
You sent a voice text and I read it and I fucking lost it.
Mind you, this is a spring bed. So the whole bed is doing this.
Cuckenhofer.
It was a so Cuckenhofer.
I called him Brad Cuckenhofer.
Wait, we haven't showed you the...
No!
It's so funny.
I get we'll up the morning after to Bunny calling me to apologize.
Yeah.
Because she said... I think I pissed off Mamie.
Yeah.
And she calls me. She goes, hey, she's downstairs. I'm upstairs. What are you doing? I was like, we're getting ready to go. She goes, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm sorry for last night, buddy.
I was blacked out.
No, it was funny. It was good times. Good times.
That last night was a good night.
That was good. We always have fun.
Yeah, you guys got a wild psychic reading.
Oh, fuck.
Big.
Yeah. I don't even want to talk about it because it was so bad. I have never had a worse experience in my life with a psychic than I did with this lady. I've always had great psychic.
Always
great psychic readings. Never had a problem with them. This lady, what in the fuck? Like,
she read everyone. You on the phone call after 10 seconds.
Yeah.
No, it was been red flag.
But the thing is that she read all of us the same way. She said the same shit.
The same questions. Yeah.
It was crazy.
I like Jaime's interpretation of what a psychic is.
All on the video?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's the best video.
Insert that video.
No,
Insert the video. Funny.
You'll have a long and fulfilled life. But starting in 2 months. So for 2 months, it'll be kind of rough. But after those 2 months, you will be not fulfilled, but you will be happy on the right path. Okay?
Okay.
Now, if you feel this pressure point, did you feel it?
Yeah.
Guess what? That's called a long and happy fulfilled life. That's what you got right now.
Thank you.
Next.
But she was like, do you want a new car? I said, yeah. She's like, well, you're going to get it. I said, okay. It was just the most like basic thing. She'll be like, I see you as a lover and you want to settle down and get married. I said, no. Uh-huh. She's like, mm-hmm. She had to like, re-scramble.
Really? She said the same thing to me. She's like, you're looking for love. I said, no, I'm not.
The fuck, I'm not.
She's like, you have bad luck in love. I was like, technically, no. I was like, I actually have a really good love life, but I just don't want to be in love. Like, yeah. I'm having fun. Like, she was like trying to force things.
She's like, you want
to
be a mother? I said, no.
She got someone mixed up. That was not Haley's reading for sure.
No, it was crazy. All right, who's next? Vacation stories. We keep getting off track. Oh,
I know. We all just keep like talking.
Yeah. Oh, this one was great. This episode is brought to you by Vinted. Look, I don't know about you, but recently I looked at my closet and realized I had a ton of clothes hanging there that I just wasn't wearing anymore. Hundreds of dollars were literally just sitting in my wardrobe while I complained about having nothing to wear. That's when I tried Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand marketplace app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra cash. Listing my items was ridiculously quick, and when someone bought me my favorite jacket, Vinted generated a prepaid shipping label right away, so I could drop it off hassle-free. What I love most is that there are no seller fees, so you actually keep every single dollar you earn from your sales. It feels amazing to clear out the clutter, refresh my style, and get extra money back in my pocket. Ready to clean out your closet and make some extra money? Download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, enjoy free shipping in the US on Vinted. Can I ask y'all something? When was the last time you actually looked at your phone bill? Because I swear it just keeps creeping up. That's why Mint Mobile makes so much sense to me. During their summer sale, every plan is just $15 a month, even unlimited. It's a great way to free yourself from big wireless and all the gimmicks and gotchas. You still get premium wireless on the T-Mobile 5G network with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text. Plus, you can keep the phone you already love. Keep your current number and choose the plan that works best for you. 3, 6, or 12 months. Switching to Mint was honestly so easy, and I haven't noticed a difference in the quality of my service, which was the biggest thing I was worried about. I'm still getting great coverage. I'm just paying way less for it. I should have switched a long time ago. If there's an easy way to save money every month without giving something up, I'm all for it. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/BUNNIE. That's mintmobile.com/bunny. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bunny. That's it. There's no catch. Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12 months. Plan required, $15 a month equivalent, taxes and fees extra. Initial plan term only, greater than 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. Includes up to 20 gigabyte hotspot, capable device required. Availability, speed, and coverage varies. See mintmobile.com. Getting drunk on Four Loko with my Scottish ex on spring break just to find him fucking his best friend in an alley on River Street. His best friend is a guy.
I was just about to ask.
And then when I woke up the next day and asked him about it, he spent 24 hours telling me that it was just a drunk hallucination until someone actually told me they had video. Rudest spring break of my life. Never had Four Loko again. That's insane. Like, what, I'm never going to
eat. What flavor was it, though? Was it the gold ones?
No, no. I don't know anything about Four Loko. I get it. I know nothing about Four Loko.
Oh, that was my
I'm just talking, like, we're never going to yuck anybody's yum, but dude, if
it's
you're-
It's the hallucination that pisses me off.
Yeah, don't gaslight. If you're going to be, if you're going to be, do gay shit and be gay.
Yeah, you got to claim it.
Yeah, just-
If you like it in the butt, you like it in the butt.
Don't hurt people, you know, like, don't hurt a woman who obviously was invested in you and that you fucking scarred her for life to the point that she's literally telling us the story on Ask, Tell, Confess,
poor
you know?
Baby.
You know, sweet girl.
Wasn't the same Scottish man that I hooked up with.
Mm. Damn, they all like it in the poker?
I don't know.
Did you put your finger in his butt? Might not have been him.
I don't do that to anyone.
You don't? Oh, you can't.
Imagine
not with your
that
nails.
Thing going inside you.
No, but also, ew. Where you shit?
I one time got my stilettos too sharp and I sliced my vagina open.
I believe it. I've done that before too.
Yeah.
If you wash too fast.
I did. I literally cut.
Hurts.
That fucking bad. That's why I'm such a basic bitch now.
Yeah, you did get basic on us.
Yeah, I feel like
I tried to do the basic bitch thing and just couldn't do it anymore.
I can't have the skin and the hair and the outfits. Like I gotta be toned down somewhere.
Not me. I'm gonna wear makeup for the rest of my life.
I tried it with the no lashes thing. No.
Can't do it. I've tried it all.
Like my dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've tried it all too. I just, this is me. Take it or leave it.
My nail already said, you ever gonna do something fun? I said, no.
She said, no, I'm over it. I'm over it.
Okay, this one said, I went on a trip with my boyfriend, at the time's family, to the lake. I mean, the whole family, aunts, uncles, cousins. Anyway, we snuck off and we were trying to get it in a little area in the lake that was secluded. Tell me why. They all showed up and I'm on a floaty with no top trying to get railed. I would like to know how the hell you did that on a floaty.
Getting railed on a floaty?
Yeah. How? Where's the leverage?
It could be that big one. It could be like, the big one that doesn't have the hole in it, you know? So it, like, it's a raft.
Have you ever tried to fuck on an air mattress? It's the same thing. There's no leverage there.
I've made it work.
It could be like waist high water.
I've made it fucking work, baby. It's like a waterbed too. Have you ever had sex on a waterbed?
No.
It's motion of the ocean, baby.
I don't know about that. I feel like there you can't get leverage.
Can never get a good grip.
It's rhythm. Yeah. It's rhythm.
I can never, like, I'm about to stand and
Yeah. It's rhythm. You literally have to balance yourself and then find a rhythm.
It's like you laughing on the spring bed. It's like,
I could never.
I don't know.
It's possible. I've done it. Not on a raft. Not on a raft.
Yeah, I don't like imagine lake water inside of you. I don't like sex in
water. That scares me. Because what if there's like a fucking parasite in there and it just swims up in you?
That's probably how she got the frog in the vagina.
Why are you fucking in a dirty ass river too? That's gross, dude.
No. Ew. Water like that, you don't know what's in. You can't even see through
it. Most rivers are built on top of old towns anyway.
Okay.
Decomposed.
I take it there. It's my favorite.
Decomposed bodies.
What? They don't drown the lakes with the people in them.
Crazy. Oh, here.
They do.
Oh, let me see.
You guys want to hear? Let me see. Oh, let me see. You guys want to hear what he has to say? I know you got a lot going on right now, and I hope everything is going great today. Just know I'm thinking about you and hope you're having the absolute best day. You deserve the best. He's so sweet.
Wait, is this the guy from the show a while ago?
Yes,
I remember meeting him.
Yeah.
That one.
Him.
That's what I showed you earlier. Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Good job.
Yeah.
He popped up on my snap and I was like, hey, like I miss you. And then I was like, hey.
Wait a second. She said, pause. Let me notify my girl.
I got a friend.
I immediately texted you. I was like, I got someone.
It's like Dennis Rodman just passing it to Bunnies.
I got you. Listen, I am the all-star player right now.
You are.
That was alley-ooped. A nice little alley-oop there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all enjoyed that.
And it's a we've slam
shown
dunk,
everyone.
Baby.
I hope you know that. We even showed Realtor Brad.
Yeah, we showed
what'd
everybody.
What'd he say?
He couldn't believe it.
Nobody can believe it. It's a eighth wonder of the world.
I stood up when she showed me. She showed it to me. I said,
Jason, cut this out.
Oh.
Great.
Yeah, that's crazy comparison, but damn. Yeah. Haley, that was, and we're not playing words of humanity right now.
Words against humanity.
God.
I went on vacation back when I was 18 and I met this guy at the hotel. We got a talking and we ended up kissing. He sees my mom and said, that looks like my aunt. I go, haha, funny. That's my mom. His dad came up and saw me and was white in the face. Turns out that was my cousin. I never knew about him because my mom and her brother haven't talked in years.
Get out of here.
Honest mistake.
Kissing cousins? Honest mistake, Jaime.
Well, it wasn't like a family reunion. They were just there. Or wait, why were they at the same hotel?
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Family vacation?
Was this in Florida?
Probably. Probably Arkansas. Alabama.
Crazy shit. Yeah, they went from Alabama to Florida, probably.
Mm.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Well, figures they were from Alabama. Just kidding, guys. Don't get mad. It's an old
joke.
It's an old joke as old as time, baby. All right, I got one too. Worst vacation I've ever gone on was going to Virginia. First of all, why the fuck would you go to Virginia for vacation with my friend and her family for a baby shower? During that time, her and her boyfriend broke up and she went on Tinder and matched with this guy. You guys good? You good?
No.
You guys good?
You okay?
What's happening? Let the classroom in on the joke. You fucking idiots.
They look like SpongeBob and Patrick laughing.
We are some. I'm fucking.
Yeah. Insert visual.
I'm mad at us. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Enjoy. All right. I'm going to fucking read this again. Worst vacation I've ever gone on was going to Virginia with my friend and her family for a baby shower. During that time, her and her boyfriend broke up and she went on Tinder and matched with this guy. They started FaceTiming each other a lot at night. One night, I was half awake and started hearing moaning and planting. Oh, moaning and panting, and realized they were masturbating on the FaceTime with each other. Mind you, we shared a room. That sounds like a great vacation.
That.
I wouldn't be upset if somebody did that. I'd be in the background fucking rooting it on.
That's crazy.
I feel like, don't you guys masturbate in the same room? But like, you'll go in the shower and bathroom. Then you'll go in the bed. I think like real friends masturbate around each other. Yeah, we're just comfortable.
Text each other when we're done, except for when she leaves me out in the fucking cold.
That was crazy.
She forgot to tell me she was done. I'm freezing outside. Because I was like, I'm just going to go hang out. And then she like an hour later was like, okay, I'm done. I was like, damn, that she must have taken a long time for her to find her story or her fucking porn that she likes to watch. Nope. She just forgot to text me.
I don't know. Real friends don't care about shit like that, I guess. I don't think it's natural. Everybody fucking rubs one out, you know?
Why not?
And if your girl's fucking going through a breakup and somebody's distracting her, more fucking power to her.
Yeah, sister. Remember that one time you did it in the bathroom in Europe?
Yep, I remember that.
With him? On FaceTime? Fuck and then that guy. When you finished, he said, welcome to Chili's.
Fuck that guy.
What guy? You did,
virtually.
Bleep this.
Oh, that dude. Yep.
Yeah.
I forgot about him.
Yeah.
The other one's on my shit list too.
Okay.
Yep. Tell him. I'm telling the world right now. You're on my shit list. All right, guys. We have so much shit to do. We've got to get out of here. We got to go, babies. I love you. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.
You guys know I'm big on making things feel like us, and that's exactly what we wanted with BunnyXO.com. We wanted a storefront that looked polished, felt on brand, and made shopping easy, and Shopify made that happen. When we started building BunnyXO.com, I was honestly surprised by how simple it was. Their templates and AI tools helped us get everything up and running fast, so we could spend more time creating and less time trying to figure out the technical side of things. Then, once we launched, Shopify Checkout made the buying experience so smooth. People could find what they wanted, check out without a bunch of extra steps, and hearing that little when an order comes through never gets old. And that's when it really felt like, okay, this is real. And anytime we have a question or want to try something new, Shopify Sidekick has been there to help. Whether it's brainstorming ideas, solving a problem, or helping us work more efficiently, it's like having an extra member of the team built right into Shopify. If you've been thinking about starting your own business, Shopify gives you everything you need to get started from day one. Check out BunnyXO.com to see what we've built and visit Shopify.com to start building yours. All you need is the idea. Shopify handles the rest. If you're serious about hearing your first, start your free trial at shopify.com/BUNNIE today. You heard that right. Start your free trial today at shopify.com/bunny. That's shopify.com/bunny.